The History of College Football is a podcast dedicated to preserving the college football gridiron memories from years gone by. Please feel free to visit our website at historyofcollegefootball.com. Thank you.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson, and I will take you down a gridiron memory lane. The national champions, the teams, the rivalries, the conferences, the Heisman winners, the rankings. Today, we discuss the second most points ever scored in a college football game, and it was the last time a college football team ever scored more than 200 points in a game. Most college football fans know the answer to the question. What was the most points scored in a college football game? Answer: the most points ever scored in a college football game occurred back in 1916. It's 222. John Heisman's Georgia Tech Golden Tornado defeated Cumberland of Tennessee 222-0. But see also that season, that 1916 season, St. Viator College of Illinois defeated Lane College 205-0. Marking to this day the third most points ever scored in a college football game. The third most points. That means there is a game out there that was the second most points ever scored. See, there are three games in the history of college football when a team actually did score more than 200 points in a game. And that third game, the last time it occurred, was on October 21st, 1922, when King College defeated Lenoir College 206-0. King College played in Bristol, Tennessee. They were coached by Austin Vanderhoff. On October 21st, 1922, they faced a North Carolina team, Lenoir College, out of Hickory, North Carolina. Now, this was a traditional powerhouse in North Carolina, one of the better teams back in that day in North Carolina. This was the first time the two teams had met, and they would go on to play one another until 1939. Again, this is 1922. So on October 21st, 1922, playing at King College, which is on Tenover Field in Bristol, Tennessee, Lenoir was traveling to Tennessee from North Carolina. But their railroad, they're on a railroad, was detained because the tracks were washed out. So they arrived to the game late. The game was postponed until 3 p.m. that day. Strangely enough, that small trivial point, the game needing that later start time, would matter in this story. At 3 p.m., the game gets underway. King College kicks off to Lenoir. Lenoir turned the ball over on downs. On King College's first possession, Max Osborne raced 34 yards for a touchdown. The extra point, which was a drop kick, was good. King College kicks off to Lenoir again. Lenoir could not move the ball. On fourth down, they punt. King's Elton Sharp returns the punt 45 yards for a touchdown. The drop kick is good. And now King College kicks back off to Lenoir. Lenoir gets the ball back, could not make the first down. They punt, and a three-play drive from King College results in another King touchdown. By the end of the first quarter, the score was King College 55, Lenoir 0. By halftime, the score was King College 108, Lenoir 0. Now, I got to pause here for a second. See, that first half, the quarters, quarter one and quarter two, were each 15 minutes. But because of the late start time due to those washed out tracks, I told you that small point would return in the story. The third quarter was shortened to 12 minutes, and the fourth quarter would be shortened as a result as well. It was shortened to 6 minutes. So the second half opened as Lenoir College kicks off to King College. Max Osborne races 56 yards for a touchdown. King College makes the extra point. Now, remember, they were up 108-0 at halftime. Lenoir got the ball. Could not make a first down. Punted to King's College. and Howard Feinfrock returns at 85 yards for a touchdown. On the ensuing possession, Lenore could not make a first down. And one quick touchdown pass later, King College scores yet another touchdown. As the game played out, King College, now playing mostly second stringers, they just kept on scoring. Lenore, they never threatened to score once. Because of the approaching darkness due to that game's late start time, the game was called 6 minutes into the fourth quarter. Final score, King College 206, Lenore College 0. Every man on King College scored a touchdown. You're probably thinking, well, how many men are there? Well, here was the 1922 King College football team. Fawcett, Howard Feinfrock, Richard Fitzgerald, Flenner, Harrison Fletcher, Dewey Greenhoe, Henderlight, George Hild, Hodge, Hudson Coppler, Hubert Manapin, Eldridge Moore, Newland, Glenn O'Hara, James Orr, Max Osborne, Pratt, Frederick Rooning, Charles Rhodes, Elton Sharp, Simmons, Ralph Stowall, and Clifford Swanson. They all scored a touchdown. The Bristol Herald Courier on the next day, which was Sunday, October 22, 1922, ran the headlines. King's College victory was a tornado of a week's game and began, once the XP Press picked it up, it began King College being referred to as the tornado. New York Times the next day read this: King College backs exhausted after beating Lenore 206-0. Bristol, Connecticut, October 21st. A high mark for football scored was registered here today when King College defeated Lenore 206-0. Spectators said the score may have been even higher, but the King College backs simply became exhausted from sprinting. Again, that's October 22nd, 1922. The local Bristol Herald wrote, Casey defeats Lenore 206-0. King College machine, too much for Carolina 11. Casey backfield plows through opposition for long gains on nearly every play. And this was the story of King's College 206, Lenore 0, October 21st, 1922. This was the second most points ever scored in a college football game, 16 shy of the record, and it was the last time a college football team scored over 200 points. Thank you for listening to the History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson. Join us every Tuesday and Saturday for a new episode.